Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or good night, whatever you want it to be, because I'm recording an audio booth so you can listen to it any time. I'm actually recording it at about 25 minutes past 10, Saturday morning, and we're just talking about the Interactives this week as well. Last week, we introduced you to the site Over Audio Boo. It's been up for a while, but we've got interactives.com going now. We've had quite a lot on it this week. We've had a look at the Sky News and the BBC new Twitter policies. Now, we keep referring to them as Twitter bans, but it's not really correct to refer to them as a Twitter ban, really, because it's nothing of the sort. It's encouraging people to use Twitter, but in a sort of a way which works with broadcasters' policies and getting the content on air first. And as you can see, that's where they make the money. Then, you know, it makes sense for them to get the content on air first. But people have been basically up in arms over them. The BBC themselves have said they're not ruling out from doing stories on Twitter, from releasing stories on Twitter, in which case they do quite a lot, actually. Sky News, I guess, they can do that exactly the same time as well. It's up to them to see how they work, but we've had a look at it on the website this week. Two posts on it, go and have a look. Another thing we've seen, draw a horse. That's something that started at City University recently. I think people have been drawing horses for quite a long time, but we have been doing it at City for about 2 weeks or so now. And there's a Tumblr blog on it. There's a hashtag going around. We've had Field Producer, we've had Nick Robinson, and we've even had the artist from Draw a Horse, from a Warhorse even, actually draw a horse for the website. And we spoke to the people behind it, a guy called I Am DJ Carlo on Twitter. NMS Online also did the blog. And you can go and read a bit about it there and see some of the horses. We've done what we're planning for Islington now in a City Interactives. That's also on the website, so people can see just what we've got planned for the websites. Islington now, of course, is the website run by City Uni students with an Islington patch to get stories and put them on the website. There's also the Hackney one on there, and then there's the data journalism blog. There'll be more of those on this week, we presume. And we'll get the info about them to you as soon as we get it. And finally, on there's a video with Judith Townend, and Judith's talking about community social media and just how she uses it properly as well. Judith is a PhD student at City University and also one of our lecturers, so pretty easy to get hold of, to be fair. But yeah, we got a video interview with her on the website, and you can go and see just what she's got to say on it there. If you want to get in touch with us, we are Interactives on Twitter. I'm at Andrew Stewart, and you can find the others on the website, or you can send me an audio bill, or you can do whatever and just put a comment on the website and any of the posts, and we'll see it from there. If there's anything you want to get in touch with us, then do tweet us at Interactives. I think that's about it for now. I've got 1:18 left on the recording while it's going down as we speak, so goodbye, and I shall speak to you sometime soon.